Welcome to Walking in the Word, the weekly teaching series by pastor, teacher, evangelist Eric W. Stansberry, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast is brought to you every week with the hope of blessing you to find to strengthen your walk with Christ. And now, your teacher, Pastor Stansberry. Good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're joining us here today on Facebook Live or whether you're in the YouTube or on your favorite podcasting service. I am your host, Dr. Eric Stansberry for Restoration Bible Fellowship. So absolutely glad and excited that you've chosen to spend Sunday morning with us today. We're going to be looking in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 at the fixing of your mind, renewing the mind, so that that way that you can be an effective witness for Christ. We're trying a new lighting set up here. Again, trying to get to the places that we need to be more effective and be more professional looking for you. So again, today we're in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. I want us to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all of those today who have needs. If you ever have a need, when you send us an email, I promise you we'll begin praying for those needs because I believe that God still answers prayer. Can we pray, please? Father God, we thank you so much for your love, your mercy, your power, your grace, and your glory. I pray, God, that you'll touch all of those watching by Facebook or those who are watching later by YouTube or listening via their podcasting service. Now, the Holy Spirit, God, will move on them, will touch them in a powerful way. Lord, I pray for Billy Parker that you'll continue to heal his body. Touch Bobby, Lord, his wife, and join them together in a newness like they've never had or seen before. Father God, I pray this morning that you will just reach out and minister and touch and strengthen and help Lee and Kim Ball. Touch Crystal, Lord, but bind that family back together with cords of love that can never be broken or violated. I pray for all the ministers, God, for Zach Sizemore, Isaac and Shane, Isaac Walker and Shane Calhoun there in Cleveland, Lord. And, of course, Billy and Bobby there at Eaton Chapel. I pray, God, that you'll touch Greg Causey as he is traveling in the Caribbean area to preach your gospel. I pray for Eric Satterfield, Lord, there at Cherry Street Church of God Sanctified in Knoxville, Tennessee. Lord, I ask that you'll reach out today and you will touch Sean and Michelle Brooks in Las Vegas, the bishop, and Emma there also in Las Vegas. That you'll touch Greg Pratt at South Mountain, and you will reach out and touch Billy and Shirley Raines at the East Phoenix Church of God. And that today, Lord, you'll touch the pastor at Victory and Crosswalk and Brother Daniels at Denton Church of God, that each one of them will cross the picket lines of the world and begin to preach your gospel with a newness of life like they've never seen or had before. And Father God, we're going to be careful to give you the praise and give you the glory and give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to do a new song today. I want to say, first of all, thank you to my friend who is the lead pianist for Poet Voices for helping me get the chord charts for this next song. And it's by Gold City. It says, "He is still on the throne." A sinner now saved, blood washed by the Lamb. My brother's a king, son of I am. Sometimes I forget whom I belong. Then the sweet spirit cries, "My child, he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. So what could be wrong? It's well with my soul. Let the stormy winds blow. I'm reminded today, salvation, sweet song, while ages roll on, he's still on the throne. Oh, Satan has power. Sometimes I'm weak. At times I give up, and he walks over me. Then someone comes by with a word loud and strong. Arise, my child, it is I, and I'm still on the throne. And he's still on the throne. So what can be wrong? It's well with my soul. Let the stormy winds blow. what could be wrong? It's well with my soul. Let the stormy winds blow. I'm reminded today. Thank God I am saved. Salvation's sweet song while ages roll on. He's still on the throne. Salvation's sweet song. Salvation's sweet song. Salvation's sweet song while ages roll on. He's still on the throne. Still on the throne. Amen. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Aren't you excited that no matter what happens in today's world, that He, the God Almighty, and Yeshua are still on the throne, and Yeshua is at the right hand making intercession for you and I today. I want to talk about, last week we talked about, you know, internal agreement for spiritual victory. And as I was thinking this week, it's like we talk about our confession without really talking about what goes on between our minds and our ears. Joyce Meyer wrote a book a few years back called The Battleground of the Mind. And it talks about that Satan, this is where he goes. And when Paul would say that we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil, how he operates, he's a one-trick pony. He looks for the road to get to your mind, and he keeps throwing things at your mind until a hole or a crack develops in your armor so that he can get in and wreak havoc on your spiritual life. I want to tell all of you something today. Satan is not really concerned. The enemy and the fallen realm are not really worried about whether you go to heaven or not. They really don't care. What they do care about is the fact, the impact that your life could have on the others that they do have joining them in the pit. And so the last thing the enemy wants is an Acts chapter 2 church. He does not need a church, and every time we get together, that people get saved, they get set free, they get healed. That's the last thing he wants. He knows that the easiest place, the best place to attack you and I is in our mind. Notice what Paul writes in Romans chapter 12. Do not be conformed to this present world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may test and approve what is the will of God, what is good and well-pleasing and perfect. If you render that pretty much word for word in the Greek, you kind of get this idea. Do not fashion your mind and character according to the pattern of this current age, but instead change your mind into another form. Transform and transfigure it by completely changing it so that you can recognize as genuine, approve, and deem worthy after examination what are the wishes God has for our lives, the things that bring Him pleasure, His choices and commands, which are joyful and happy, acceptable, well-pleasing, and bring us to maturity. He's saying there, don't allow the world that you live in today mold how your mind works, because God has a way He wants you to think. He wants you to view the world in a way that your desires, your wants, line up with His wants and desires, so that you can deem and you know what is genuine and what is false. You know who, what is godly and what is ungodly. So what does it mean about this present age? Well, we talked about last week, and I read to you 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 19. I want you to listen once again to 2 Timothy 3, verse 2 in the actual rendering word-for-word translation. Men will be self-focused, self-centered, self-absorbed, self-consumed, and in love with themselves more than anyone else. As a result of this self-love, they will be driven to obtain more and more and more. These boasters are so committed to their own agenda that they are willing to exaggerate, overstate the facts, stretch the truth, embellish a story, and even lie if it will get them the position, advantage, or goal they desire. They are arrogant, haughty, impudent, snooty, and insolent. They disdain, mock, slander, and speak ill of anyone that stands in the way of their ideology, and freely use foul language. In this climate, parents will no longer be able to persuade, control, lead, or exercise authority over their own children. And although people were once thankful and appreciative, they will generally become void of gratitude and will be unappreciative of everything. Impurity will seep into society and cause it to become impure, ill-mannered, unclean, indecent, coarse, vulgar, offensive, rude, crude, crude, lewd, and rude. In the last days, Paul says, when we got in this last age, men will become, or the human race will degenerate into this. That's why Paul says your mind cannot be molded, cannot be conformed, cannot be the pattern or the fashion after this mindset. This narcissistic, it's all about me mindset. Because what happens, it perverts even the very gospel. We preach the gospel, we sing, we do what we do, not because we want to see souls saved into the kingdom, but you have so many that now pursue Christ so that they can have the BMW, the house on the hill. They become just as snooty and rude and coarse and vulgar. The things that we allow to go on in church now no longer is even in, on any level that which would have been acceptable to God. The fact that a church in New York had Queen Sunday, in which drag queens came and performed, did their acts to Christian music at a church. You've got the Methodist Church now ordaining a person who calls herself Pentecost, and she's a drag queen. Why? Because we've begun to conform ourselves to the world. We begin to conform ourselves to what the world wants, and we have stopped focusing on what thus saith the Lord. This present age focuses on ourself. It focuses on what we want. If you don't believe it, look at someone's Facebook page on how many pictures they have of themselves with the fish lips or the finger thing going on. How many of us are focused on what I want and my needs? And if you listen to political discourse, it's about I. No one is worried about the other people, except when it comes to something that can bring all of society under control. I'm not going to dwell on that because that'll get me in trouble with the Facebook people. But this present age focuses on me. The second thing